Information, Publicity and Media Deputy Minister Morrisi Zuzwayi, who was guest of honor at the commemorations at Africa Unity Square, said the ZBC must be restructured to restore its national broadcaster status. He said Zimbabwe as a country badly needs media reforms that will see the licensing of new independent players, in particular community radio stations.
As part of the democratization of the media landscape and to ensure maximum public participation, we pledge to bring community radio stations. Kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana ma community radio stations kumaruwa kwavanenge vari ikoko. Kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana ma community radio stations kuma growth points avanenge vari iwavo. This will raise the bar for debate and discussion on local, regional and national issues in a variety of languages.
The deputy minister also said the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, AIPA, is the number one enemy of press freedom in Zimbabwe and has no space in a modern, civilized and democratic state. He adds the draconian act has no space in the country's new constitution, which was adopted by more than 3 million voters last month. Mr. Zuzwayi also said the government has no business in newspapers, adding papers under the Zim Papers table and other national papers should be part of civic society to provide checks and balances on government excesses. He said the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe should be reconstituted, adding there was a lot of caught ducking and diving at Mnumtapa offices where ZANU-PF ministers and some government employees are blocking much-needed reforms. World Press Freedom Day was established by the General Assembly of the United Nations in December 1993 as an outgrowth of the seminar on promoting an independent and pluralistic African press. The seminar took place in Namibia in 1991 and led to the adoption of the Windhoek Declaration on promoting independent and pluralistic media. Meanwhile, in New York, the Committee to Protect Journalists has written Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, chairperson of the African Union, urging her to uphold press freedom by calling for justice in journalist murders in Africa and for the release of all imprisoned journalists. At least 41 African journalists, the media watchdog says, will spend World Press Freedom Day imprisoned in direct reprisal for their work. The CPJ says in the letter, it is particularly disturbing that Ethiopia and the Gambia, which host offices of the African Union, are among the nations holding journalists in jail. These imprisonments have silenced important voices, often in contravention of regional and international rulings, said the CPJ. In Washington, the International Women's Foundation, IWMF, announced this year its Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Edna Machirori, Zimbabwe's first black female newspaper editor. As a woman journalist in post-colonial Zimbabwe, Machirori rose through the ranks of several newspapers, including the Chronicle and the Financial Gazette, in spite of a deeply patriarchal culture. Now, Machirori continues to write about development, corruption and social issues for the Daily News, among other publications. In other news, Energy and Power Development Minister Elton Mangoma says power consumers from high-density and rural areas will get prepaid meters for free, while others will have to buy the meters for themselves. Addressing journalists in Harare today, Mr. Mangoma said the Zimbabwe Electricity Authority will also install prepaid meters free of charge to light load agriculture consumers.
In that statutory instrument, have asked that all categories of consumers now must have an obligation to purchase and have installed smart meters, with the exception of high-density consumers, rural consumers, and light load agriculture. In my discussions with ZESA, the light load agriculture are all going to have smart meters and not prepaid meters. And to be able to achieve that, ZESA is going to put out the specifications for the smart meters that consumers must be able to buy.
He said there will be accredited installers to ensure rapid installation of prepaid and smart meters. Mangoma said a new platform has been put in place to accommodate prepaid and smart meters.
That platform will also enable for the vending of power to be done virtually everywhere. So you'll find it in the shops, you'll be able to find it at service stations, and very soon you'll be able to find it in the street. So we are now in that phase where if one runs out of power, they don't necessarily have to queue in ZETDC banking hall. They'll be able to find it everywhere.
Meanwhile, Mangoma said government has embarked on various initiatives to increase increase power generation at various power stations in the country. New power projects will be implemented soon, he said. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.